Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Alicia from Peoria get revenge on her hubby, say aye.
Aye.
Alicia, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's make it a great morning. So we're going to get revenge on your hubby. Please explain how we can help.
Oh, I can't wait for this. So the other weekend, we went to my parents' place because my sister was going to be proposed to by her boyfriend.
Oh.
And yeah, it was really nice. Everyone was going to be there, and everyone knew except for my sister, Jennifer, that she was going to be proposed to.
Cute.
And it was going to be like a huge like party surprise thing. And John, my husband, he pre-gamed a little bit and was tipsy on the way to the house and proceeded to drink more when we got there, having a great time waiting for this all to happen.
Okay.
And he's lactose intolerant. And because he had been drinking a lot, he forgot to take his pill. And then he was eating all sorts of dairy, like cheese, cake, like everything.
Uh-oh.
Because he's hungry, he's drunk, he's got the munchies.
Yeah, that's very real. After a certain point, the munchies definitely step in.
I was like, please don't. Like, you didn't take your pill. It's not going to be good. And he wasn't listening. He was like, no, everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. And then like 30 minutes go by and he got so sick. He was on the toilet for like an hour.
Oh, Lord.
Meanwhile, you know, my future brother-in-law is waiting to propose to my sister because he's on the toilet. You know, my husband's on the toilet and he wanted everyone to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, God, this is not going to end well. Everyone's waiting for this. So I just decided to take him home. I didn't want him to mess anything up. It was just getting worse. And so I ended up missing my sister's proposal.
What?
And I was so mad at him. And even worse, he was drunk and he doesn't remember anything that happened.
All because he had mud butt.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so I really want you guys, I know you do the cupcake calls.
This is a perfect one.
I mean,
I really want to get revenge on him by having him baby talk live on the radio.
Wow.
I don't understand it because we know some people that they know they're lactose intolerant. They'll still eat cheese and dairy knowing it's going to hurt, but they say it's so worth it. But I think when they go through it, it's not worth it.
But he was intoxicated, right?
He was drunk and he wasn't listening to me. He was stupid and he messed things up.
He just had to take the center of attention, right? That night he was just like,
the center of that toilet. Mm-hmm. That's what he got, boy.
Oh.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so this is a situation. We're going to call your husband up. We're going to give you 500 seconds to get and coax your man to baby talk to you live on the radio, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Does he baby talk to you in general in your relationship or?
Yeah, like when we're not feeling well, we'll like baby talk to each other. You know, we'll like do a schmoopy kind of talk. So, yeah.
A schmoopy?
Snoopy.
Clearly it's a thing. Okay.
Okay. I don't know what a Snoopy is, but I can't wait to see it.
I mean, you're going to have to teach me because if that's how you get into a relationship, honey, that's how you get a husband.
There you go. Teach me how to Snoopy. Teach me how to Snoopy.
Hey.
All right. We're going to teach you how to Snoopy up next with Alicia's husband, John.
Oh, my God.
Let me get this straight. He embarrassed you by staying in the John, too, and his name is John. That's hilarious.
Wow.
It gets better. Yeah. Cupcake Call is up next.
Good God.
Dairy free with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, umpty, umpty, umpty. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Alicia. Now, Alicia got quite a disappointment in life. Like, her sister was going to get proposed to.
Yeah.
Big deal for the family. Her future brother-in-law let them all know they're all going to be there at the sister's house. Well, her husband got a little saucy, a little drunk at the party, and he's lactose intolerant. And Alicia, he decided he didn't care. He was just going to take it to the dairy.
He did. He took it to the dairy, and the dairy took it to him.
And to be fair, though, because you were talking about how he was eating cheese, and he was eating cake and drinking some milk, it's not like those things are bad. Those are really good food.
But are they?
They
not
are,
when you're
okay?
Lactose intolerant.
And maybe I take a probiotic after I eat dairy foods as well.
Well,
but
he's lactose intolerant, so, you know, he was on the throne for quite a while, Alicia.
Yeah, over an hour.
Over an hour.
So basically he got so sick that you missed your sister's proposal?
I missed everything. It completely sucked. Yeah.
Oh my God. How disappointed was your sister that you missed her proposal?
I mean, she was so happy for, you know, obviously what she was experiencing. I think that it would have been nice if I had been there too. I'm sure she would have loved that.
Girl, she was pissed.
Facts.
You know it.
I think I was pissed. I was more pissed than she was.
Yep, it's your fault. Yeah. You married Mudbutt. All right, so we're going to do, we are going to give you 500 seconds to call your husband, a.k.a. Mudbutt, and get him to baby talk to you live on the radio.
Let's do this.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Pretty good, and you?
I mean, not great. I've just been looking at all the pictures on Instagram, seeing all the really cute photos of the engagement, and everyone is there except for us. I'm still really upset.
I'm sorry, baby. I mean, I'm sure it was a mess, like I was a mess.
You were a mess, and you knew how important this was, and I just don't understand it. You know, I think you don't seem to understand that you did something wrong, and I think you need to figure out a way to make it up to me.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I guess I'll stay away from the cheese next time, and I'll
take
my
pills. No, that's not good enough. You know, I'm really not feeling great, and you know what always makes me feel better when I don't feel great is when you Snoopy talk me. I'm looking at all these pictures. I'm really sad. Come on.
I'm like at work right now. Like,
well,
I'm about
you know
to...
what? I was at my sister's engagement party, what it was supposed to be, and you were in the bathroom, so you can do this for me.
Okay. I'm sorry, Wally. You know, I just want you to feel really goody woody, you know? Okay, baby, I'm so sorry, Wally. We're going to get home, and it's going to be good, and I'm going to treat you really, really good, and it's going to be, you know, super. It was a bad romance.
I need to know how much you love me.
I really, really love you, baby. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'll come home, and I'll sing so many songs to you. Like, I know, you know, baby. Baby, oh, you're my baby. Okay, I gotta stop.
No, keep on going. I was liking this. Baby what? Karaoke, that's a first.
What?
John.
What? Whoa.
John?
Yeah.
We gotta let you know that you're live on the radio right now with the Morning Mess.
Oh, you are live on the radio right now. So
yeah,
great.
And we got to let you know, you've been Cupcake Call! John.
Oh, now I feel really, really so much better.
I am not baby talking forever.
Oh, this was revenge for your little drunken, lactose intolerant moment making me miss everything. You made me miss my baby sister's engagement. So you know what? You've been burned.
How's that feel, Mudbutt?
Oh, my God. See?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
You got what you deserve.
Hey, John.
Yeah?
Baby,
no.
Oh!
No.
Baby, oh!
Why?
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.